hear the words you say sometimes? I mean, who talks like that?
And it is, I want to be outside. We should do a show outside today. It's perfect. It is a perfect day. Brady brought this up. I want to bring this up, too, is that here in Arizona and Phoenix is in a fight with itself. Phoenix wants the rule that you can't discriminate. Your business has to do, like, wedding cakes and invitations and stuff for gay marriage, and the state says it's not protected, and so they're fighting, but there's a business called, I love the name of this, Brush and Nib Studio. That just sounds like...
Sounds dirty.
Dirty, yeah. It sounds like the old brush. Gave me the old brush and nib. Got the old brush and nib. I think that's what Brady was talking about, that old lady was getting on that bus.
A little brush and nib.
So that's what happens. He gave her the old brush and nib. Anyway, the owners of the brush and nib didn't want to do wedding invitations that said celebrate same-sex marriage. They don't want to do that. So they said no, and then they're Christians, and they operate their business consistent with their religious beliefs, they say, and the court's saying the same thing. Their beliefs about same-sex marriage seem old-fashioned or offensive to some, but the guarantees of free speech and freedom of religion are not only for those who are deemed sufficiently enlightened, advanced, or progressive. They're for everyone. And so basically they're like, hey, we do this for our religious beliefs. We basically make invitations for that.
Here's my question to that, though. They know the religious beliefs of every one of their customers.
The thing. Well, you know, no, it's up to them to pick and choose however they want. If they want to be buttholes to certain customers,
but what if they don't know?
See, this is
like,
why.
What if I'm a Satanist?
Doesn't matter.
And I go in there, but they have no idea.
But if you went in and said, I just want happy birthday, Kevin.
Yeah.
They'd be like, all right. And like, they can't ask you, like, what's your. Well, they could, I suppose, and then refuse. But
that's what I'm saying. They would have to do that if they want to live that way. If they want to be that way.
If you went into their business, though, and said, I want to print up some cards that say Satan's just as powerful as God.
Well, now I'm.
And they'd be like, well, now hang on a tick. Yeah, so then they'd have a right to say, I don't want to serve you.
But the happy birthday, Kevin.
Happy birthday, Kevin. They're not saying that.
A guy could say, he could open his business and like, I'm not making any cakes with the name Kevin on it because
sure.
I've had
he can be weird cakes. About it. Said, and that's the thing. I think if business people want to turn business away, that's to their own, that's their bad side for them. That's not going to be good for them to say, I don't do business with them. And if you don't want to, that's fine. To be forced to do it is like a restaurant that doesn't want to serve you and you say, go get me food. Bad things are going to happen to that food. They're going to do a poor job. Why do you want to give them business? They just announced themselves as anti-gay. So there you go, gays. It's a great way to shine a beacon on stuff for a certain group. Say, well, they don't like you. So don't give them your money. Why fight to make them do it?
I go back and forth with it because if we'd have done that in the 60s, and then it wouldn't have worked out too
it
well.
The problem was...
well, you know, they don't want to serve the black people, so that's okay.
Became the fighting, which is always the problem with us. Instead of just like black people, like, I want to go in that restaurant that hates me. And it was
well,
rampant.
They had no other option.
Yeah, it was rampant. That was the problem. It's like they couldn't get anywhere.
So as long as somebody's it's not give every me cake place?
Right. If all the cake places got together and said no more cakes for gays.
Maybe we don't even know. It's the whole every cake place is owned by Christians.
Right.
Maybe we're not even.
Maybe they're great at cakes.
And if you start the Chick-fil-A business to cater to that crowd, will they take you out?
Right. See, I've always been against the whole thing of making people get you stuff just because you have to. I know it's a pain in the ass eventually. People are going, but why do you want to go to a place like, I don't want to serve you. I'm forced to do it. I'm not coming here anymore. I don't want to give you any money. So I like when they tell everybody, here's what I'm against bald people. I'll never serve. Okay, I'm not going to fight to try to eat there.
Here's my thing. All right. Say there's two cake places close to you. One is 2 minutes away.
Yeah.
The next nearest is 40 minutes.
Yeah.
The 2 minute one hates gays.
Hates gays.
So you got to go to the one 40 minutes away.
That stinks.
To get your cake done.
And it's all, again.
That's kind of garbage, dude.
My argument has always been convenience will outweigh everybody's true beliefs. If you have a feeling deep down and you're kind of strong with it, but it's inconvenient to you, you won't do it. Like this recent thing where we found out recycling and all these people are gung-ho about recycling. Turns out cities like, we haven't actually been doing it.
Yeah.
We got you in on the blue bins and then we couldn't figure out how to make that work. So it all goes to the same place. But if you want to spend an extra $25 and kind of sort it out yourself, you can do that. And everybody's like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. I'm for it, but that's awfully inconvenient. So, yes, if you're one place, see, now I'll travel 40
minutes. Put yourself
in
their shoes. If you're going into a place, you get denied because of it. Then you go to and they deny you, and they're the close
if
ones.
If it's a bunch,
then you got to travel way the hell out to.
But
find
I would rather
that's
do
the
that.
Way business works because then someone else that has an idea. Wait a minute,
it
these guys
seems,
have to go 40
I used
minutes.
To drive.
It's garbage,
I'll open up
dude.
One.
I used to drive to Palm Springs.
Nobody's discriminating against you, so you don't have to deal with it.
Right, but I used to drive to Palm Springs just because the steak was great. And they've got now we've got great steakhouses here. But before we had really good steakhouse, the best steak I ever ate was in Palm Springs. And
but
I would make
other steakhouses near you.
Of course, like, but it wasn't as good.
You're the never service getting refused.
It's not about being refused. You're saying the convenience of a place that doesn't want me isn't going to do good work for me. So for 40 minutes to get quality work of people who actually want the business, I'd travel the 40 minutes. I would do that. It's not. It has nothing to do with convenience. If these people don't want to give me business, making them do it isn't going to make their work better. They're still going to suck. If you force them to do the job, they're going to be like, fine, you got it. Here's your gay wedding invitations. And they're forced to do it. The job isn't going to be as good. If I have to drive 40 minutes to somebody who's like, I'm going to give it my all, I'll do the 40-minute drive.
I just don't know why businesses want to wear this on their
sleeves.
Know
why. I have no clue why either.
Why are there Christian automotive places?
Totally like, don't what? Get it. Sure.
Who gives
Jesus
a crap yep. what religion yeah. I am
some
to
people
fix
do,
my car?
And some people do. And I don't get it either. And I don't understand why you would want to do that as a business person. All are welcome. That's my mentality. But if you're one of those people who doesn't, you should have a right to do it. And we as society should look at you and go, they don't do this. So we as a group shouldn't support it. And if we do, then it doesn't bother. Then it's convenience over belief. Convenience over – if it's a good Chick-fil-A, if it's a good product but they've got some weird views, but you're like, you're awfully convenient, and that's some of the best chicken I've ever had. Convenience will trump your true feelings in almost every case. The average Joe is not going to – you know, throw themselves on the sword over this particular thing when there's other options.
They're good at what they do.
It seems prevalent with the Christians. I don't know what it is.
Oh, they're big on it. They're
like, I don't get why they're so attached to their businesses to them and they have to wear it on their sleeve.
No clue.
But there's not really other religions that are doing that with businesses.
I really like when they do because then it outs them as like, this is who we are. And I'm like, okay, that's who you are. If I were gay, I wouldn't fight for the invitations of a place that doesn't want me. I want to know that.
Yeah.
I want to know when the business owner's like, I hate you. I want to know that. So I'm glad when they scream it out. So I think it's great. And protecting it makes it hides them. It gives them the out. The gays go into places where they're forced
I could also see their point of view of getting pissed.
Sure, you
going
can be pissed.
Place and getting denied because of this.
Be
stuff.
Pissed. And then there's where the trouble starts. And this is why the government's like, get it off my desk, is because people will be pissed and then they'll start picketing, saying these people are
causing a
gay haters inside. And now you got a problem outside where contentious behavior and headbutting is going to possibly be a problem.
Which is, you know, and I guess it would get down to the point where I said if they ruled in favor that they had to do that business – then as a business owner, technically, you couldn't turn down anyone. You have to give me business. Because as a business owner,
be
you
like,
have a right to refuse
you
somebody.
You couldn't refuse them because of religious beliefs.
Right.
I guess you could.
But it isn't that.
It
isn't even religious.
Orientation.
This isn't even religious beliefs. This is like they just think they're not going to make gay wedding invites. It isn't their religious beliefs. It is theirs. But it is not saying if you don't believe the same as us, we won't serve you. You can go in there as a Mormon and or Presbyterian.
Could I? Are you sure about that?
Well, no. I mean, if they're going to go that far, they're going to lose.
Yeah,
so
I don't
much
know
business.
Where's their line.
Again, I want them to be that way. Then, if they're that dumb, they'll go out of business.
But you know as well as I, if you were in there getting something done, and they go,
"What religion are you?"
I'm like, you would be pissed.
My question would be, what does it matter? And then they would say, "Well, we only serve Christians." And I'm like, "Well, then you're not getting my business." And I would leave. Yeah. I wouldn't be pissed at all. I'd be like,
be
"Thank
pissed.
You. Thanks for letting me know. Why? What good does it do? You're not going to change them.
I'm still going to cuss them out.
You can cuss them out all day."
That's my right, too.
Yeah.
The other, you know, there's another person that says, well, I'm a Christian, and they're not. And they like, okay, we'll serve you.
Yeah, just lie.
Lie and say it if it's that good a product. I'll say I'm Christian. It's the soup Nazi. He treated people terribly, but the product was fantastic. Convenience will trump it. But, yeah, I have no issue with people announcing that's it. They don't want to do the gay wedding invites, and I'm gay? Man, I want to know that going in. Because if I find out that they're like, well, I don't want to cause a stir, but I can't stand this. You're going to do shoddy work. Or, you know, do something stupid to it. And I would like to know when the people who are making my product don't like me. I think it should be like it's a great thing when you look at it this way. These two idiots are running a business and openly discriminating.
It's just that's good for the people. We're going to get so divisive out there over stupid stuff.
But see, that's the
thing. There was that one restaurant that wouldn't serve Democrats. Remember they had
that's
that
dumb.
Up there?
But sure. that was a marketing
that was,
idea.
Yeah.
The thing for me with this is I know they're getting their name out there and whatever. The brush and nib. And if the market supports it, if the area supports it, then shrug your shoulders and go, okay, I guess there's a lot of people who are in on this. I don't think it's divisive at all unless you start fighting.
But you're going to fight.
Why?
What? They have the right to pick at that place.
Sure they do, but it's better to not bring attention to them and let them just continually turn business
away.
No,
maybe you want to bring attention to them so other gay guys don't go in there trying to get their stuff.
They'll find out the second a gay guy goes in and goes, I want gay wedding invites, and we don't do that on based on religious beliefs. We're going to discriminate against you, and gays should
walk away.
They have a right
to pick it.
Sure they have a right to pick it, but I'm saying it doesn't have to be divisive. You walk away and you say, no money for them. That's your
pick. If they just do it, it wouldn't be divisive.
I think the
but that's my point, Eric. Is if this group of people sitting in there is going to hate you, but are forced to do the job,
why would you want to use?
Why do
you
want to give them money?
I agree.
Yeah, that's
I totally agree. But
picketing
they're
them,
still assholes.
Of course they are.
And if I want to picket them,
but again,
if I go to Porkopolis, yeah. And Brady's an asshole to me,
right?
And it's bad service, and he's just such a jerk that I want to picket.
You just never go back,
and I'll do it.
But sure, and you're right, is to picket and everything else. But what are you picketing? Are you trying to shut them down? Or are you trying to change their
make
views?
People aware?
Okay.
It's the same as using Yelp and all that
sure.
other stuff.
Sure, Yelp it. Yeah. I would rather do that. Because the divisive part is standing outside screaming out, I'm mad at the people
but who's
inside.
At fault, really?
Everybody.
Is it Brady for being the asshole to me in this restaurant?
Yep.
Or
it's Brady's fault, and he's running a poor
sure.
business, and there's no reason to give your money to that business ever. And tell your friends and do what you can. If you stand outside and picket, you're going to bring news cameras and attention to them, and you're going to bring
maybe
the opposition.
Maybe you want to do that because how you were treated.
You see what it did for Chick-fil-A? It actually boosted their business.
Maybe.
The picketing,
people are aware now.
When it's a divisive topic, you standing outside screaming, and keep in mind, you represent 8% of the population at most. You're going to fire up probably 30% of people who were never going to use them, and now they will. So their business will actually do
that's
better.
Fine.
I would keep it quiet and just say they don't serve us and whatever, and you'll find out when you go in. They
well,
don't do
here's
weddings.
Why Chick-fil-A survived. They are
great
incredible.
Chicken.
Right,
great
right,
chicken.
Right. Yeah, we don't know if
good
this
product.
Fantastic.
The picketing
chicken.
At some places may work because yeah. their product sucks.
Homo chicken. Not so sure it's as good. I like this straight Christian chicken. There's something about that chicken. Like a bunch of homo chickens running around.
It's,
I don't know what churches and Popeye's
breading.
Trying to
maybe
do.
Maybe Brush and Nibs has awful cakes anyway.
Whatever.
So if
no, they're just making invites. They're yeah. printing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Maybe they're bad.
Yeah, I just
at that.
I've never understood that. Like if somebody told me we don't serve bald people, I'd be like, well, that's interesting.
How dare you?
Okay.
You have to.
Yeah, I want you to serve me right now. Whatever it is you give me, give it to me that you hate me and I want all your product. No, I don't. I'm not giving you my money. I appreciate you telling me that. And then, you know, eventually all the bald people will know because they won't serve them. It'll be like, well, this is weird.
What's
am I going to pick
saying,
them and make them change?
I mean, yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. I guess it won't be, you know, oh, you're a Christian. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, that's your beliefs.
So yeah, bless
I'll
you.
I'll go somewhere else.
Bless you.
Telling yeah. them they're assholes. What's
yeah,
wrong with that,
names,
too?
Calling them names is great on the way out the door. See you later, pricks. I hope you die in hell.
That's what they are.
You judgmental bastards.
Yeah.
And then you just lost the money. And that's not cheap, by the way. Printing out invites and stuff. They're turning away business. You turn away business because
you're stupid.
You're
and
dumb.
You're going to fail.
Essentially what it is, you're eventually going to fail. And it should. If the market supports it, supports it.
I can assure you in this town, you won't have a 40-minute drive to the next
no.
Invitation printing.
And place. By the way, what are you driving for?
Yeah.
Internet.
Online.
Well, that doesn't always work well.
Sure, but you find
we've,
out.
We've got stuff printed up online.
Sure.
So you get it and you're like, what the
you don't
hell?
Even have to have it printed. You can just Google where it is and just yeah. say, and then pre-check. Do you do gays? Nope. All right, we're going to skip that one. If you're bouncing all over town and you're going door to door, you're kind of a backwards gay, aren't you? One of them backwards gays that still does all their research hoofing it.
I think it's just more
how did
sad
that go,
than
how
anything.
How did the initial
yeah,
meeting?
Pathetic,
so
but
so on the invitation, it's Theodore Wilson agrees to marry, or, you know,
it's, I think
Bob
it just, I think it
Smith.
Just said,
oh, wait a minute.
Gay wedding. Well, they tell the people, here's what we're doing. Me and my boyfriend are getting married. Yeah. I'm like, oh, we're not
whoa,
doing
whoa,
that.
Whoa.
We're not doing that. Why? Oh, we stand by the Christian values. You just go, oh, okay, you're one of those backwards weirdos. Okay, see you later, you Amish twit. And you walk out. I like when owners of businesses are so hoity-toity that they believe. Everyone must believe how I believe, or I won't serve them my product. Okay. Good luck with that. And if you're for it, you have every right to go in there and go, me too. Not just,
but that's what
just
I, that's
because
it's the funny thing about it. They're yeah. so stupid that I know there's people in there getting stuff done that don't believe yeah. the same as them.
Of course
and they're
not.
Still doing it.
That's
they
the
don't
thing.
Real. They just don't realize.
They're falling on a sword over something stupid.
Yeah.
And you let them be stupid. I think the more you let people act and be completely stupid, the better. And again, just because it's not a popular stance or whatever to say I don't like that doesn't mean there aren't people who think exactly the same as you. So there's a market for it. Just because you're not part of their weird and what you consider backwards thinking doesn't mean they're not allowed to think it. Freedom of speech protects the Klan, for God's sakes. You're allowed to think awful things. You're allowed to think your way is right. You're allowed to do it. It's just if you're – I just think it's stupid if you're running a business. I mean, it's dumb. But be dumb. You're allowed to be really, really dumb. And screaming, like, make my cakes because I'm gay and I demand – that's dumb, too.
Is this why Porkopolis went down, Brady? Were you turning away certain
We
people?
Probably should have. You know what?
Jews and
Until
pork
he found out
mix.
He was Jewish.
Damn it, I'm half Jew. I've been chugging pig like nobody's beeswax. The problem is I didn't take a stance.
Oh, really? You need to take a stance?
I should have been a Christian barbecue.
Yeah.
Maybe I'd still be open.
Yeah, maybe you served too many gays and it drove away the norms.
Yeah.
I don't know. It didn't seem like there was a lot of gay people in that barbecue joint.
Yeah. Look, I don't know.
I mean, people, you know, I think about some of the... The sports bars that, like, you know, there's a Packer bar.
Sure.
There's probably some.
But they'll serve you.
They will. No, they don't refuse the service. But there's people that were saying, ah, that's a Packer bar and they're a Bears fan or whatever.
You're not
they
going
won't
to
go to that place.
Of course not.
Yeah.
They're
I don't know. I think
pigeonholing
they don't
their business.
Say, oh, well, you know.
I mean, we're all smart enough to know it's a sport.
Sure.
This but you'll let it go. A little different said, than. Hey, I've got a.
I'm not going to pick it outside as a Steelers fan. I mean,
no,
Ravens
but
fun.
If you went in there and you go, I got a party of 50 and we want to watch the Bears game.
You're an idiot.
At your Packer bar.
You're an idiot.
Right.
And if they say
if they
no,
said,
to you,
no we're
of course
not.
They'd be like,
bar.
We're a Packer bar. Well, they would
you
say,
have
you
to
know
serve
that,
me.
Right? Well, yeah, you do. But that, I mean, that's the same thing. It's like,
they don't.
I was actually talking to a bar owner yesterday and he's like, That BKD's by my house.
Yeah.
And he was saying, like, I don't care what fan of what team you are.
Yeah.
Come on in.
Spend the money.
If you want to turn it in. But what happens is, like, I've been to some bars that they turned it into, like, a 49er bar.
Yeah.
And they were so nuts.
Yeah.
And crazy and overrun the place. Nobody else wanted to go.
We did
they
that
had to
at the draft
out.
House. We did it at Draft House.
Well, they ended up booting them out.
Yeah. We turned it into a Steeler bar accidentally. It just had started having fun. I think it was Vikings. And they stopped showing up, and all our Steeler buddies came in. And they painted the walls black and gold and said, this is what they want. This is what they get. And then the other people came back the next year and like, what happened? Like, you didn't show up. The money's here with these guys.
Yeah, they'll adjust.
Yeah.
But if you're rowdy, that's one thing.
Yeah, we were pretty rowdy.
Yeah, if you're
– Well, we were fun. There was no like, fights and stuff. But it was – yeah, I mean, I just don't get it. If your business caters to one specific thing, good luck. Keep your fingers crossed. I say the more the merrier. But that's my thinking. You want to run your business with like little you know rules that say you know that one dude we talked to a long time ago that said all his insurance all my clients are luckily the Lord's only brought me Christians. I'm like no, you have to do some discriminating there. You have to ask, and that's not right.
Yeah, that's
take everybody's
like,
money.
Do
everybody's
you ask money. Them when they're like you know they're getting their car done or something? So what religion are you?
We're gonna drop you from the insurance. Why? Well, we just think differently about insurance.
You know what? We found there's no policies for you.
Sorry about that. I'm looking here in the A's and ATH. Nothing. There's nothing here for the atheist. I just find it just odd that it's always a topic. It's always something. Both sides need to just go, all right, you're an idiot. They think I'm an idiot. I think you're an idiot. Why are we doing business together? I would not do business with somebody that doesn't like me, and they have the right to not like me.
I was thinking about it the other day because, like, why are all these automotive places – you know, Christian based.
Yeah, I don't get that.
And then I'm like, you know what? A lot of these places screw people over.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if you think
that's
they're Christian, they won't do it.
They think they've got some moral.
Absolutely,
absolutely. You put the Jesus fish on your thing, and it's a moral high ground to some people. They wouldn't do it. Well, Jesus is watching. They know Jesus is watching them.
And
put
you go
sawdust
that
in my engine. Yeah,
to
of course.
A neighbor of mine went over there to one of them. It was a professed Christian thing, and they said, "Oh, it's $2,000 repair." Really? Went and had it checked. Like, no, we can. The other place, like, that's a $300 repair.
So even the Christian automotive
Thank
place
you,
will
brother.
Screw
it.
Some will get
Thank you, brother.
I think anybody that wears anything too outside, I'm fine with you having a Christian body shop, Christian anything, and put the cross up. But if you start using it as some sort of selling point, then we're talking ghosts and hocus pocus. And I'm like, I just want my car fixed.
That's a thing.
I don't care.
I just want somebody to do it
I don't
right.
Care.
And
we have
that.
A waiting chapel while the car
Literally.
Gets repaired.
I don't care if the guy behind the counter looks at me and he goes, my tears are blood. Oh, great. Well, anyway, I got a Honda Accord 98. It's all banged up. I want to get that thing back up and running if that's all right. I believe in Satan and quality car repair. Fantastic. I've heard good things.
That's all we're looking
at. I don't care.
We're desperate when it comes to getting our cars fixed because we know how many people will screw us over.
It's a perfect opportunity to tell you about the Major League Collision. These folks are, I'm telling you, you run into good people and you're like, they're not trying to rob me. It's a good feeling. They're not using tricks and ploys to try to make me feel like there's something they're not. I just want my car fixed. Yeah, there's tons of places, though. You start throwing your Jesus out there or your anything, you know, any of your religious deities and your weird little statues and stuff and tell me that I believe different than you so your service won't be as good. I just won't go. You have a right to that. You should be allowed to do it. I should be allowed to say I don't want it without standing outside saying you have to believe my way. If they stood outside a gay church and said you have to believe our way, which is essentially the same thing, then we're all assholes. That's basically what it comes down to. Somebody tells you they don't want to serve you, walk away from that business. Gays, you don't want them to do anything for you. Don't force them to. In fact, force them to get louder. Have their friends start going, hey, I run a restaurant and I don't want homos in there either. And the gays will be like, don't give them money too. At least no but gay money goes. And black people always say that black money needs to stay in black shops. And there's a certain aspect to that that I kind of agree with. Like you start giving it to the people that have been against us for so long, you're just helping them stay against us. And that's very true. When you start talking about gentrification of places and things, when the other guys start coming in, you start empowering them, they're going to take your stuff.
I don't know. If I'm getting certain foods, I like, you know, go to the Asian place.
Oh, I like authenticity. Absolutely. I like my Mexican food Mexican. I went to that place in Gilbert that time with Vesley. He's Italian as they come. And it's next to that Fox Cigar Bar, and we were at the cigar bar. Drinking, and I'm starving to death. And there's this little Italian place next door. And I swear to God, again, not going on Saturday Night Live after this. But the dude behind the car goes, "Hey, thank, hey, welcome to Beninici Cheese." And I'm like, "No. I'm here for an Italian sandwich."
And look, I am to Brady. He got rid of his black guy,
and- right? And the place lost its authenticity.
Went down.
Although Brady wandering around makes me think it's probably pretty authentic.
Yeah, it's close, but...
When you're shaped like this, the egg smoke.
If you were a fat black guy, then...
Yeah. Oh, man. Just got a little on, dabbing a napkin on the corner of his mouth. I can't get enough of this stuff.
Slight advantage.
And then you'd see white people think, oh, this must be great. I went to Little Miss, and the dude outside was a gigantic black guy. And I just was like, this is going to be really good. You do. I don't like when my sushi bar is Mexican people dressed as ninjas. I like them to be, I like that thing they scream at me to be inaudible Japanese from Japanese people. I want my gay wedding cakes probably performed by like a really gay friendly place.
You would think there'd be a lot of those.
Tons of them.
They love decorating things.
How the hell has it not become a massive industry of gay wedding planners?
Yeah.
Catering just to that.
If I want decorations in my house,
yeah,
give me a gay dude. I'm sure.
I think gay divorce lawyers should be a thing. Like, ramp that up a little bit. Now that they're going to start getting divorced too.
Oh, it's stepped up.
But I'm talking about like with streamers and costumes, yeah, and like songs. Gay divorce court would be a great show.
If I'm going out shooting, I want a hillbilly.
I want a redneck with a MAGA hat on. What are you aiming at? What do you want to get? What do you want to get good at shooting? I don't know, targets, but I mean, like, do you want? I got all sorts of stuff.
You don't want that gun.
I give you target that's got itself a picture of a guy with a towel on his head. I got black targets. What need? What do you want? Just the orange
a
circle.
Zombies.
Orange circles.
Or circles.
Zombies, you mean street urchin meth heads? I'm like, no, I don't want to kill people. I just want to just the arrow with this thing in the orange in the circle. You don't aim on using this poorly. No. Well, I can't serve you unless you tell me who you want to kill. I'm sorry. It's my Christian belief system. If you don't tell me you want to kill Muslims with these guns, I can't rent you these guns. It's stupid. We're so stupid. But standing outside to me picketing is just as stupid. Just don't go. Call the news if you want. Say these guys suck. But standing outside saying make them like us, that's dumb. It's just flat stupid.
I don't know if they're necessarily doing that. They're just raising awareness.
I know. Raise awareness in Yelp and everything else. But they'll raise.
They want to stand in the heat,
to
go
me,
for it.
They'll, again, I don't think anything will ever get done in this town.
I think the couple of, you know, whoever has refused the biz is, they got the
They're making themselves aware. Every gay couple that comes in does gay weddings. It becomes aware at that very moment. In the business, if it's a big enough business, they'll go out. They're going to do fine. And if you're one of those people that's on the fence, like, well, geez, I'm straight, but I don't like when they're against. Then when you do the wedding thing, hey, you would do this if this was a gay wedding too. And they're like, absolutely not. Then leave then too, if it means that much to you. But everybody just wants to yell, like, make it so I don't know you. I like when they start doing that. I've had chats with my my black friends over the years all the time. Like, wouldn't you rather know that the owner of this place hates you and that he's not forced to serve you food? Wouldn't you rather have that sign in the window? And he's like, well, it'll cause trouble. I'm like, of course it would. But wouldn't you individually rather know that the person serving you can't stand you?
Yeah. And then it's a slippery slope. Yeah. When it's such so good, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and if it's so damn tasty, it's like, man, I'm going to that racist place.
I don't care. Man,
just dip Reggie in some flour and milk, and we're going in. I don't understand the whole try to make them different. Screw them. Screw them, I say.
Your religious beliefs say you can't have pork. I want bacon.
Right. You don't stand in front of synagogues and go, what's wrong with you guys?
Yeah.
You're discriminating against Porkopolis. The Jews are discriminating against Porkopolis just as much as you would if you said Jews can't eat here.
Yeah.
They aren't going to eat it because pork's gross. They're basically coming down on your business. They have a right to that. It's going to be a big old stinky issue, and the weather's nice, so there's a chance of marching and activity. Ugh.
Not nice yet.
It's going to be by the time this thing 100. Boils over. I don't like the timing of this, I'll be honest with you. I wish this started in June. It would die out by August. Nobody's going to march. But you start getting into that October, and the evenings are nice. Next thing you know, somebody's screwing up an entire. And now my DoorDash is late. God damn it. I would like that on DoorDash. I'm going to get myself a Reuben, and I'm going to get that's a delicious little sandwich and a side of pasta salad. And then at the bottom it says, who's your deity? I didn't expect that question. I'm going to go ahead and say none of the above. I'm sorry, your order can't be processed. Oh. All right. Next up, I'll go to this place. You're an idiot if you shut people out of your business. Green is the only color that really matters in business. And it, the green part will never try to have sex with you. It can be used for it, but you don't have to worry about people's sexual orientation if it's green. Because it's a dead president, and it spends the same no matter where you go. Morons. Whole world full of them, Brady. Whole world full of them. It's Tuesday morning. We're going to do a What Would Brady Do because we missed it yesterday, and also the hot releases are coming up in just moments. It's 98.
The best the world has to offer in music, drama, and comedy.